Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We back!
Detroit, bring to hell.
We get the earthworms.
Detroit, bring to hell.
You got from Jones, I bring to hell.
Detroit, bring to hell.
We get the earthworms.
Detroit, bring to hell.
You got from Jones, I bring to hell.
What up? It's not your boy Ant Live, it's Nelly. And welcome to the D420 Show with your host, Ant Live, our old bitter bastard, Steve Stoner. And all the way from the West Coast, let's not forget, Smoking Joe Rocha. So sit back and get ready. Smoke, smoke to the D420 Show.
What up, what up, what up, Blog Talk Radio? It's Thursday night. It's 9 p.m. It's the D420 Show. Let's rock, baby.
What up, what up, what up? It's
your
boy, and live. I bet you can hear us because I don't even got the radio thing on. Oh, you probably can hear us. Maybe you can. What up, it's your boy, and live. I'm live. We're live.
And the OBD.
And the old bitter. And Nellie's in the house without a doubt. Stuff in her mouth. That's what it's about.
I'm full.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I'm full up.
Got to eat like we're crazy.
Thanks to Penny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wanted to say.
I'm full up. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It was delicious.
It was a wonderful pressure of.
Happy Thanksgiving feast.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Wonderful feast. Yep. That it was.
I find pleasure in feeding the important men in my life.
That's good.
Well, thank you.
The important men in your life find pleasure in eating. I know I do. Especially when it's wonderful. Like this Thanksgiving dinner was.
So wait, I need one question answered.
Yep.
What was the final debate on the beans?
The beans were delicious. They were about, I would like to probably give it a good 78% of excellence. All right? 78%. And I think that that's pretty damn high. I think that you did a great job, but I don't think that damn should be the word you should be using. You know what I'm saying? Just, they took so long.
I need a 90.
It was hard, I know.
Harder than motherfuckers all day.
No, that's how we do though.
I should say since last night.
What do you got to do? What?
They were driving.
Right.
So I soaked them
overnight.
Water.
Right.
But where I think the mistake was is I put them in the crock pot. So they were cooking very, 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 very slow.
Oh.
So when I had Anthony taste them, it was like they were still hard. I was like, oh boy. So I put them on the stove in a pot to make them boil. Turbo cooking. Next time I think we'll use a pressure cooker.
Oh.
I don't know, but it was delicious.
You know, I'm afraid of it.
Everything was delicious. we did for the first time a deep fried turkey. And that was a trip because
Aunt Live was afraid.
Nigga, you watch the YouTube. These motherfuckers be throwing in frozen to the core turkeys. And you just see them shits explode and launch into outer space. So I'm like, fuck, bro. We got to keep that shit away from the house because I own a lot of shit. And I don't want shit to catch fire because then there'll be some explosives and shit. We don't want shit to explode and stuff. Unless we're making it explode for us.
Freaking cartoons.
So, it's one of those deals. And
bullets flying everywhere.
It was just, you know, I was there, though. So, you know what I'm saying? To watch if you got burnt to death, bitch. I'd have been there and be like, I loved it, you. Where's your debit card? Don't let us all suffer.
You were there to ID the body. Great.
I know it was, I watched the burn. What do you mean? Why didn't I help it? I didn't want to get burned. What do you mean? No. I tried to blow out the fire.
Hold her the drop and roll.
There was an oil fire. There was no wind. She lost. It's not my fault.
I did very well with that deep fried turkey.
Yeah, you did. And it was delicious. The skin was nice and crispy.
Do you inject it with the
I did not this
injector.
Time. Because I was afraid.
To have liquid in the body.
To have liquid.
Okay.
In, like, when you're putting it in the hot oil.
Right.
So, no. I just did seasoning on it, like a rub on it.
Oh, okay.
I was afraid to do liquid. Oh. Maybe next time. I'll be a better. But it was pretty cool that deep fryer that they got us.
It was. Felicia did a good job. She actually had this game. Give me the game. I can read the name of the damn game. She wants us to play this game, but I'm thinking maybe we'll do this for Thanksgiving, and maybe we'll record it and throw it up there as a special excerpt. New Year's Eve. Excuse me. I'm drunk over food.
That looks like a good New Year's Eve. Game.
It's called Bean Boozled. And
I'd have to be drunk.
What it is the Dare to Compare Jelly Bean game. Caution, weird and wild flavors. There are flavors such as caramel corn or moldy cheese, coconut or spoiled milk, tutti frutti or stinky socks. Peach flavor or barf flavor?
Oh.
Lime flavor or lawn clippings? Berry blue or toothpaste? Strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish? Juicy pear or juicy booger?
Ooh.
Buttered popcorn or rotten eggs.
Oh.
And the last but not least is chocolate pudding or canned dog food, which I've actually had before. You know, when you come in across the border, sometimes you got to get what you can get.
Over noodles.
Those families, those border families, they give you dog food.
Over noodles is
so
delicious.
It's called Bean Boozled. There's a whole bag of buggery, nasty little beans, jelly beans. So we'll try that out maybe for the New Year's. I figure we're all drunk. Watching a couple of us barf, that'll be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Especially if we're out in the wilderness.
Maybe it'll be sweeps month.
Hey, who knows? Somebody might get the itching powder that I'm going to bring. I'm going to bring some itching powder. They rip their titties out and then throw up. That's got to be go viral. All right, so let's start off. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. We done bypassed that. Happy Thanksgiving. Big shout out to everybody out there, all the old schoolers, all the new schoolers. Smoker Joe should be on shortly. I hit him up, so if he's not passed out from food intoxication, he will hit us up and we'll get to business.
He might be with the boy.
Steve Stoner's in the house. Nellipee's in the house. And your boy Aunt Live's in the house. You know what that's all about. So what's going on this week? What has been newsworthy for this week?
Well, I have an update.
You have an update?
Yeah, update on election results.
Okay, we can talk about that. That'll be cool. But just before you get to that, did you like that video right there I just showed you just now? Come on. That ginger colored hair fag. Talking about how he blew Obama.
Ginger fag.
He's a ginger top fag.
Why does he have to kiss and tell?
Why can't you know that your president was a cop?
I don't need to know that.
Why not?
Well, why do I need
because
to know
called,
that?
Because it's called transparency, nigga. We want to know you're getting your cock blown by a fag. So
no,
that we can
I
say
don't.
That's wrong.
No, I don't. I don't need to hear him do anything like that. I sure as hell don't need to see it.
Yes, you do.
No,
it'll go viral. All right, give us these election stats. Because I'm sure if everybody known that this nigga was a fag, they would have been like, no.
Well, we had 1, 2, 3, 4 states that approved recreational marijuana.
Yes.
Maine, Nevada, California, and Massachusetts.
Now, let me say something. Smokey was kind of upset with the way the bill
was
worded.
He was.
But I got to say, Nevada just sounds like a place to have recreational marijuana. Like, you guys got the brothels going
on out there.
You got the gambling. Like, come on.
Yeah,
what's going on? You got bars open 24 hours a day. Gambling 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Why can't I smoke a joint while I'm fucking in the... Come on, enough is enough. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
You gotta appreciate that. I mean, maybe big business coming in and fucking with everybody, all the small people that were actually making a living off of it, it's garbage. But I'm sure we'll find a way to get everyone back in to play. You know what I'm saying? Because there's got to be more individual people who are trying to make a living off of this than there are companies coming in. You know what I'm saying? So that people, if we do have a problem, we could start voting that problem away. So, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well,
No.
Because, damn, when I was in Las Vegas, I smoked everywhere I went. You know what I'm saying? And it was great because it was like, I went to P.F. Chang the very first night we went there, bumped into this Mexican kid, me and him kicked it. An hour later, the nigga stopped in my crib, in my hotel room, with a fucking pound of weed. I was like, me and you is cooler than motherfucker, dogs. For real. Nah, nigga. Let me give you the address of my grandmother, a couple of my families, so that way, if you in town, nigga, you got a room, nigga. You got a room.
That's a nice connect.
That nigga came
hit on right on.
And then 3 years later, when I came back again, I got into some problems. The nigga showed up to my hotel room with a pound and two guns. I was like, you're my nigga. Do one of these. That's love, homie. That's love. Two guns and a pound, that's how you get down. Yep, so I'm just saying.
That is a real amigo.
Yeah, that's a real amigo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, then, besides those four states that legalized it for recreational use, there were four other states that legalized it for medical use. And, Florida was one of them.
Florida! Yeah. The very beginning, like I said, man, we hear, you listen to this show, we really pay attention to what Smokey and his people are talking about out there in Cali. Because, like I said, that's the testing, that's the proving grounds over there. And so now we're following them. So we're, what, 5-6 years behind them?
Oh, easy.
So we have to, right now, start really looking into our laws and how we're going to progress this to make it prosperous and, I want to make it fair because this is a way to help people, really. This is another avenue to create jobs, you know what I'm saying? And we don't want to, we don't want to have big business come in and throw their hand to fuck everybody over. And all the little people that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have to start their own little shit, can't do it because of these. We want it to be equal. So as we're growing now, since we're at the infancy stage, we're going to make sure that we pay attention as we go further down the line with this. So
now we have 28 states that have some kind of eased medical or eased marijuana restrictions.
We need to just legalize it across the board.
Yes.
You know, I'm all about my guns and all that shit. Second Amendment advocate all the way. I don't give a fuck what it is. Listen, bring me 6,000 gun murders, and I'll still say, nope, I ain't giving you my guns. Because to me, it don't make no sense. I'm disarming good people so that hopefully we can start weeding out the bad people. Like, I don't get that point.
Well,
go
ahead.
But you made me lose my train of thought. I was actually going somewhere with this.
Sorry.
I wasn't trying to be about the gun thing. I was just trying to explain. So I was going with, fuck. Oh, forget it. Okay.
Well, the other side of the coin is we had four states that approved stricter gun laws.
Yeah.
And of those four states, three of them are states that legalize recreational weed.
You know, I noticed something about that. It's going hand in hand.
They're getting mellower. You know, you legalize weed, they get mellower, and you don't need guns.
So what does that mean? So just crawl up in a ball and get beat up?
No, I'm convinced. You get mellower, you don't.
Well, basically, the areas that have
smoke more dope.
Who have voted in these new gun control laws? These are heavy Democrat areas. These motherfuckers are left wingers.
Nevada.
They're left wingers. Them niggas
are they? Are they Democrat?
Nevada's Democrat.
Nevada, California's
Democrat all the way.
And I think Maine. So you're right. Maine and California are both Democrat.
I don't know about Nevada. You know, when you word these bills like common sense gun laws, I mean, think of this universal background. People who don't know shit, they just assume that that sounds correct. And I can't blame them. You know what I'm saying? Come on, nigga. I think when I first voted for Obama, I voted for Obamacare. I think I did. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they fuck us over with this bullshit, with these fucking, the way they word shit to try to make it seem good. But it's all right. It is what it is. You know, we all felt like, okay, this is what I was getting at with my Second Amendment advocate. I watch all these videos and shit, right? So, you know, they're talking about most of these videos. I watch all these videos. These guys be talking about, oh, now the gun laws that we can push through with Trump winning instead of Hillary. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think that we need to just start pushing all these different, you know what I'm saying? Like, we want to reverse the gun laws and this, the, you know, these gun control laws and all this and that. I think what we need to do when this guy comes in is really focus on getting the fucking jobs. Congress and Senate and all that, they're gonna keep on bringing up these bullshits. Let them. But those are issues that really need to be discussed, voted on, and tended to by each state. Each state should be doing that. Not the fucking, I don't think that our president or president-elect needs to come in and start dealing with that. This is our responsibility. Like, if we really want this, we got to go out there and vote that shit down. You know what I'm saying? And if there's too many of them, then we strangle a bunch of those niggas. You know what I'm saying? We show them why they need guns. Trust me. Choke a few of these white niggas today. Tomorrow they're armed. Just remember that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But when I saw that, I was just like, I don't think that that's the route we should be going. We need to be going right now. We need to start worrying about not raising our fucking our minimum wage. That's stupid. When I get niggas telling me that, yo, we're done. They need to raise the minimum wage, yo. You know what I'm saying? I be rocking my McDonald's job and I'm not making enough, nigga, because you ain't supposed to be in McDonald's at 49 years old, bitch. You should be somewhere the fuck else. And if you're at McDonald's at 49, you should be getting paid like you're 49, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, what are you getting? Why are you making why are you accepting $7 an hour? So that's what you're valuing yourself, bro. You tell them, I'm coming into your job, offer me whatever you offer me. I take whatever you offer. You're telling them, I'm not really worth shit. I'm going to come in and eat your clock up just like any other piece of shit. So I'll take whatever you give me. I don't do that. I go in there and I say, listen, I'm willing to come in from this rate of pay to this rate of pay. You can't meet this rate of pay, I'm not willing to come in. And that's that. And I want to start off at this rate of pay, but in the 6 months or a year, I want to see this rate of pay. Because this is the way I work. I bust my ass, and I'm going to prove that to you. I know it sounds cocky, I'm asking this from the door, but I'm letting you know that I'm going to outwork any piece of shit motherfucker you got here, even if you call him son. Okay?
Trying to make a point there?
I'm making a point. You know what I'm saying? But that's how you got to...
That hitting close to home.
Did he just knock the curtains to the wizard?
Yeah.
The wizard is a chubby white chick. The wizard is a chubby white chick. The great and powerful Oz.
That was just on the other night.
Yeah, man, fuck all that bullshit, man. You know, I'm an advocate for guns. I love all my shit, but I'm like, yo, we don't need him paying attention to that right now. You know what I was, the one thing I would like to see, well, you got to remember, we have now a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate. So what I would like for them to throw in, into one of their focus groups.
Who's we, white man?
I'm white-like. What I would like to see is national reciprocity. You know what I'm saying? Which means that...
Well, that's a big word.
Which means if I have a carry gun, a carry license in one state, I can go to every state in America with my gun and my license.
Oh, no.
Just like a car.
Oh, no.
The fuck is you saying? You know what I'm saying? Why would you think that I have a license and my license is good with 25 states? But to get to those 25 states, I somehow have to go around a couple. That's ridiculous. That's just stupid.
Oh, no.
But it ain't even that those states don't have carry. Those states have carry, but they won't recognize certain other states. So it's just ridiculous. We need a national reciprocity because that's just stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you need to do the same thing with medical marijuana. If you're going to, if you, I'm going to start having all states voting on it, and when it becomes legal, you need to have a reciprocity for all those marijuana licenses. You know what I'm saying? Why should a person who lives in California come down to visit a friend or a family member, or maybe even bury a family member in New York, not be able to have their weed? But niggas in New York or niggas in Jersey, they got their license to get weed. He can't go over to a thing in Jersey and go get some weed because he's from all the way from L.A. That's just stupid. You got to have a national reciprocity when you start licensing. And you know what I'm saying? So when you're licensing shit, you're making it where it's not our right. It's a privilege. So if it's a privilege, you open that privilege up nationwide. There's no fucking reason to have privileges in certain spots. That's stupid. Why would you drive the fucker from here to Georgia and have to pull over and be like, I need to go to the DMV and get a Georgia license? So I have to drive through Georgia. That's fucking stupid. Those things that, those are things that the House and the Senate, they can focus on. The president needs to focus on fixing all our trade deals, making sure we scrape all the money we can off of every other foreign country that's been fucking scraping money off us. That nigga, listen, not for nothing. Trump is a nigga that's been up there, a millionaire, a billionaire. And he's had all these attorneys come to him and said, these are the laws. This is the way we shave off of this so we can make more money than the law allows us, but it's going to be legal. Yeah, we want a nigga like that up in there because he knows the loophole. He could turn around and be like, fuck that. I'm going to stop everybody else from getting us like that. We're going to set it around where we fuck them over. I don't see nothing wrong with that. America, home of the brave, home of the prosperous. Bring us your tired, your dirty, and your hungry. But let us rob you till fucking death. You know what I'm saying? You want to send in your Muslim migrants? We need to have the wall, and then an entrance be a big old oven, a big old microwave oven. And we let them in by groups and by groups. And we vet them, we look at them, we don't like them, we cook them. They are right, we let them through. We don't like them, we cook them. Fuck them. Fuck, you're a burden to your society, why can't we be a burden on ours? You heard that the Pope is giving priests his consent to forgive abortions. So the Pope is saying,
did I hear about that?
The Pope is saying, yo, tell the women of your parish, God forgives you. It's okay. You can go out there and do another one. It's not a problem.
Now, are you sure he's saying
he's
that?
He's offering you five pardons.
Oh, yeah.
He's offering you five pardons, bitch. Get at it. Yo, this Pope.
Do you get tokens or?
No, this Pope is a sour shit. I'm sorry, but he's making me lose faith in this religion. Because really, it's already bad enough they make it seem like, oh, fuck it, we can spit on Christian beliefs and all this. Nah, we can do shit in that. Yo, it's funny. You go on Facebook and a motherfucker post up, fuck Jesus Christ, and put a dick in Jesus' hand, and that shit'll stay on there. You say, fuck Allah, nigga, you get tagged. Your shit gets cut off, your page gets cut off. You get knocked out like, yo, what the fuck? It's just ridiculous, yo.
Well, so anyways, it took me 2.5 weeks to get these election results. That's the stoner way.
That wasn't even that it was the stoner way. That was the only time they started releasing shit. Because they were trying to fucking, you know what it was? They were doing like the Hillary emails. They were going through everything real, real tight. Getting rid of the shit that they didn't like, and they gave you the rest of the hit, nigga. Yeah. So what? Yo, you niggas voted for marijuana, that's right. But everybody else voted for no guns. Like, you know, it is what it is. When you got ignorant people that don't know better, that's what they think. They think everybody with a gun is an evil person. I don't know. I believe everybody is inherently evil. So if you have a gun and you want to do evil, you'll want to do evil if you have a knife, a sling, a fucking a grenade, a gun, whatever. If you're not inherently evil, you'll be like, yeah, I'm not trying to hurt nobody, but if somebody comes at me, I don't have a problem giving him a can of whoop ass, okay? I don't give a problem doubling up what he was offering to give me. I think that's fair.
Oh.
You know, another thing I saw that day, one of my two sites was telling me on YouTube, they're saying that they're trying to put a bill that's going to make protest an economic, like, charge people for protesting with economic terrorism. You know, that would be obviously motherfuckers that are turning cars over, police cars, and setting shits on fire and breaking into all these Walgreens. That sounds to me like economic terrorism.
Yeah.
You're going into neighborhoods and destroying neighborhoods where people got to pay for that shit to get it fixed. But what happened was a legitimate protest, and you have a handful of these assholes that are opportunists that just want to go out there to do that. You know what I'm saying? Now what happens with that legitimate protest now? Now we get fucked. We can't have a legitimate protest because they want to fine everybody with economic terrorism? That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy, man.
Well, why don't you light that joint?
I rolled this joint for you to light up, my friend. This is called the perfectly rolled joint.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, I know. Sounds like, oh. Oh, shit. I've never did that. Oh, I've never done that. Whoa.
Well, why? You mean mine aren't perfect?
No, nigga. This is the perfectly just rolled joint. Pull from here, light from here. Nigga. Don't fuck it up. Please. Let me write the word light.
Well, that's why. That's why I told you to light it. So I didn't screw it up.
Yeah, there's an excellent spot where you light the bitch, okay?
You're the one that gets mad when I mark up the joints.
Don't fuck it up. And it's got keys, so don't even gotta re-roll, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already lost this. You already lost what side you need to light it from.
I'm just looking at the difference.
This got a cardboard filter that doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Don't you see? Oh my God.
Oh,
the perfect joint. You can't even tell what the perfect joint is. A lot of mercy. I want to give a big shout out to my boss who gave us the day off without pay, but then accepted us to go into work so we could get paid. Big shout out to you, dogs. You know what I'm saying? And that's a real nigga right there. That's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? I told my boss, I was like, yo, nigga, I can't afford a day off with no pay. I can't afford it. I ain't want to come to work. Shut the fuck up. I'm like, okay. You're going to be the only one, so you run everything. All right, nigga? You fill, you bottle, you seal, you cap. You know what I'm saying? Then label it up.
You'll probably end up getting more done than if you had a full staff there.
No, because I've already promised myself I ain't getting shit done. Tomorrow I'm going to work to clear out the way my warehouse is. My warehouse is jam packed right now. I had a big ass couple deliveries and I didn't have time to put them away because I was waiting for some other shit. And then like that shit that Teddy was telling you earlier that I had to take out and redo. I just want to clear that out. That should take me a couple hours. That'll be good. So I just can't do it, nigga. Like 6 weeks from Christmas. How the fuck can I not get paid a day? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need every day, nigga.
Yep.
You know, these bitches want shit. Look, I asked Penny what she wants. This bitch want gold.
Diamond! Get it right! I deserve diamonds!
Bitch, diamonds come from little kids that they throw into caves, bleeding and barefooted, and they force them to go down there for labor. You buying diamonds doesn't get that kid a sandwich.
Blood diamonds, huh?
You getting a diamond doesn't feed that kid at all. It just tortures that kid.
That's the kind you want?
I refuse to spend money on that.
Make yourself feel better that way.
Well, I do. I do feel better that way. I'll just tell you that right now. This chick wants me to waste my money on diamonds. I said, diamonds is a commodity that could be traded or sold. The shit hits the fan. Ain't nobody going to take diamonds. Man, you can't eat diamonds. Niggas will barely take gold. Barely. Fuck, I'm going to waste a couple of $100 on... Get the fuck out of here.
A couple hundred?
How much do you think a diamond's going to cost? If you thought $1,000, then you was really mistaken. You must have got into my weed. If you thought I was going to drop $1,000 on a Christmas gift, you must have really got into my weed, girl.
Not worth that,
Anthony.
But I bet you if I said I wanted $1,000 gun, that
would have
been okay.
Bitch, do you think I buy you $1,000 gun without buying me $1,000 gun first? Bitch, is you stupid? Come on, let's live together in the same world that we are, the reality world, the real world. Let's do like MTV, the real world, bitch. I will not buy you a gun that's more expensive than my gun. When did you see that ever happen? Tell me. Hello?
Hello.
McFly? Come on. Now, if you was like, I'd like for us to go on a trip, or maybe you could buy us $1,000 gun, nigga, that includes me.
Hey, I want you to buy us.
I don't like diamonds. I don't like diamonds. I don't find any use in them. It wouldn't be a gift for us. It would be a gift for you.
But I would wear it to make you happy.
No, it wouldn't make me happy to see it on your finger. Every time I see it on your finger, I'd want to cut your finger off. I'd instinctively go back to my Hispanic roots and want to cut your white finger off, thinking that I could sell it for a sandwich. Okay, and if you don't believe me, I'll bring you to another Mexican. I'll say the same. Bring you to Ecuadorians. I'll bring you to Guatemalans. You all say the same thing. That's a sandwich right there.
Oh, a diamond.
We ain't going for that. We ain't falling for the banana and tailpipe, baby. I love you and all that. I love you and I love you and all that. But I don't love diamonds.
How about
a sapphire? I'm not getting no fucking rings. That's it. You want gold? I'll get you a gold coin. What do you want? The Liberty coin? Or you want a Donald Trump coin? There's a gold Donald Trump coin. The Make America Great Again coin. You want it? So then stop asking me for fucking rings. I'll leave you a ring in the toilet for fucking Christmas morning if you want. To the bubble bath.
You're an asshole. You know that?
I don't like rings. I don't like jewelry rings. That shit don't do shit for me, yo. I don't mind buying you bracelets. I haven't bitched about that. A chain, a necklace. I don't bitch about those. But you straight go with the diamond rings. No, what the fuck I look like, nigga? Fucking drop a couple of $100 on a stupid ass diamond. You probably won't even know if it's real or fake. Cause I damn sure won't know.
Did I tell
get
you,
a fake one, it'll be bigger.
Did I tell you about my gold ring experience? A friend of mine his girlfriend was in the, you know, buying gold and for cash. So I took my money.
I'm sorry, but do you notice how that you smoking that and there's no bud?
Perfect.
Okay, go back.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, my bad, go back. my bad.
So I.
Hold up. What up, Carla? What up? Speak to me.
Desperate for callers.
$280?
You're not supposed to say that.
Yeah. So, what up, nigga? Hold up.
So, I take my wedding ring in. Now, I've had it for 30-some years, and I paid $60 for it. And he told me that that's what I could get, $60 out of it. So I've had it for 30-some years, and it's not increased in value of one bit.
What is it, a diamond?
No,
a gold ring. So I said, no, don't need to melt it down. I'll keep the bad memories.
That's all.
Remind me of the mistakes I made.
Same thing. I bought this chick a promise ring. That's what Penny wants, a promise ring. I did that for my baby's mom's. The promise ring came back to me half. Cause she didn't give me back the whole promise. She couldn't give me back both fucking rings. It was a two-piece. I tried to bring that ring to go get money. You know how much that ring the nigga offered me? You know how much the nigga offered me? Ask me how much he offered me.
$20.
It was $5. The nigga
offered me. Wow.
You know how much I paid for that fucking ring? $600. Come on, nigga. That's the reason why I don't like buying rings. You know, you want to make it seem like, oh, you're an asshole. That's fine. That's fine. But I'm not doing that shit. I refuse.
Caller, you ready to talk?
Caller, you don't want to talk? You don't want to holler? You don't want to wish us a happy Thanksgiving? I'm listening. I'm hearing you clicking and clicking. Sound like you're on. You sound like you're on the telegram. Telegraph. Hold up, nigga.
Oh.
Hold up. We're going to find out who this is. That's not you, Penny?
No.
So what else is going on? What else is going on?
Just to tell that kid a good ring. What are you buying me for Christmas?
I don't know, because all you keep telling me is a bullshit ring. What the hell else you want? Hello? What the hell else would you like?
I told you to buy me what you think I deserve. Maybe I shouldn't
have said that. You better be careful. Because I boot up your ass. I'll be right up on layaway right now. Let me tell you. I put a foot right up your ass on layaway right now.
That's what I deserve?
For this bullshit argument about the ring.
What I've done for you this year? That's what I deserve?
For all this bullshit about the ring, yeah.
That's what I deserve?
Penny, what do you want for Christmas?
I don't want nothing. Nothing.
Don't say that, because you'll get nothing.
Yeah. You get.
And this is what I'm going to do.
You get me nothing, and I promise. You will not have a good New Year's Eve.
Well, then this is what I'll do. I'll buy you kitchen utensils and shit. So, for the meals and shit that I like. So that way you could cook it easier for shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I could be more courteous. Because I'm trying to be the type of man who thinks about his woman.
And I'll make sure that I do the same for you and what you want for Christmas. I'll buy you a mop.
Yo, fool, you already brought me stuff for Christmas, fool, and I know what it is. So stop talking that trash, because you can't return it. They won't take it back. It's lost money.
You're worried about that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to talk to you, but I'm here.
Destiny. Destiny.
Steve, what do you want?
Peace on earth.
I know what Steve wants.
Why are you going to reach so high?
Steven want a J-O-B. For his right, hold me, because the girl got out of motherfucking rent. Wait, what did she come out? She just came out of motherfucking rehab, and the bitch is acting all B-ass. Wanna get it on from the heat yet? But the nigga got no dough D yet.
Well, that's quite a little rap tune.
I thought we
were
Michael Jackson. I was going. Well, feed me the J-O-B. For a little bitch. What are you happening? What else? Oh, man. I really should find the link to that video so I could promote that video to everybody. That Donald Trump video of the wall. That was a great video. The Mexicans were just falling from the sky. And then you go to the wall and shit where one Mexican is like, oh, yeah, Pinchy Mama, I got my green card. He goes to the little speaker and it says America. And he's like, oh, yeah, I want to speak to somebody. And you see the wall and Mexicans are being launched over the wall, just launched. Woo-hoo. I thought that shit was great, bro. And he's like, oh, hey, what's the problem? And they go, can I help you? He goes, yes, you can. First of all, you can give me back so I can have my job. And they throw the lunch truck over the wall. I love it. They throw the lunch truck at him. Blah, he's like, bitch, you allow, you broke my truck. And I love that video. Listen to that shit. I think it's called Mamon or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And that shit is funny as fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? Funny as fuck.
Here, I got some.
What you got?
That I was acquired in my travels. Marijuana chapstick.
Oh, make that eye nice.
Yeah. My youngest brother got this. Gave it to me.
Oh, nice. That's great. Yeah. So if Stephen gets pulled over by some little black angry dude who's like, I just hate white people, and then he pulls this on, he goes, what is this, plastic sleepy time? Oh, marijuana chapstick. Let me check your whole car, motherfucker. Yeah? Hey, I just want to ask everybody. I'm gonna start making calls. I want to find out how many motherfuckers that I know want to pull money together and open up a dispensary out in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I just read where Coral Springs has put a 6-month suspension on the opening of any type of marijuana dispensary.
That's okay.
Because they want to check the zoning.
Yeah, you got to though. But that's cool. Because if you can get your place in a non-restricted area, and I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's funny, because I'm a pothead. I don't want a spot across the street from the school.
Right, I understand.
I just don't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to push these little fuckers that are already wannabes all up in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, let those fuckers do their own shit. Let them grow up nice and slow, whatever the fuck they're going to do. They don't need to be fucking up our shit.
They should restrict them like they do the strip clubs. Put them where, you know,
put them all the way.
Strip clubs are in.
That's fine.
They really
saying?
Restricted those the past few years.
Which is sad, because think about how many fucking families' relationships were great because of strip clubs, because of the local strip club. Father go to the local strip club, have himself one or two beers, feels on an ass or a titty here and there. He goes back to home, bangs the shit out of his wife. Everybody's happy. Who's wrong in that whole relationship? What? Because maybe he goes a little bit further instead of just grabbing her ass. He fingers a dookie. You know what I'm saying? Or what? Two in the poker, one in the smoker. You know what I'm saying? Like what? That's his fault. Can't blame her. She's trying to make a buck.
So, does that bring us to tonight's topic?
What? Oh, that's right. I forgot about tonight's topic. Oh, listen to this. Let's talk about this. This is a good one.
Wow.
Say.
Damn.
Should paying for sex be a crime? Okay? Specifically, one of the oldest, most controversial professors in history, sex work, Amnesty International, for one, recently came out in favor of decriminalizing the global sex trade. But are we there yet? Is America there and beyond? Because some of the people are adamant that sex work is intrinsically exploitive and must remain a crime. Now, I guess you can say that it's intrinsically exploitive, but then you can say the same thing about background dancers for videos. Isn't that exploitive? They got these bitches in thongs shaking their ass. Am I wrong?
I guess you could interpret it that
so
way.
I mean, if you're allowing that, why can't you allow the whores? Because let's just be honest, man. Let's be honest. Okay? If a motherfucker wants to go commit a mass murder, right, and he's walking down the block, he's all jacked up, he's angry as fuck. He's got his bag full of angry shit. And some bad little bitch walks up on him, grabs him by the balls, and says, come here and work that anger out, big boy. And he gets in that room and starts banging the box. Do you think he's still going to come out of that room angry and wanting to kill people? Really? Do you think he'll be angry and wanting to kill people? So I'll propose this. If you guys want true gun control, we gotta have total pussy control. You feel what I'm saying? Free for whores, free. Listen, every third Friday is free for workers. You know what I'm saying? Every worker. You got a job, nigga? Just show your pay stub and you're gonna get some love. Some pay love. Show your pay stub for pay love. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, then you can take everybody's guns. Because then I'll feel safer. Because then I'll figure, if this nigga's so angry at me, he's coming to kill me, I'm sure three or four bitches are going to stop him, blow him, and he'll be good. Because I don't see anybody who's that angry after a blowjob.
No.
Unless the blowjob was horrible. Unless they got bit. Unless there was a fucking braces that unraveled in a mouth and cut you and pierced. And even then, you're in the hospital still laughing if your dick is fucking them out. Like, yo, look at this shit. Can we take some of this? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, honestly, what is the crime in paying for sex? If a man can't get it, the man can't get it regularly, and he needs to pay for it, why not let him do that? Why have the nigga backed up in the house thinking crazy shit, creating a homemade bomb? Like that little boy, remember that little boy, the Hollywood producer's son? The one that was on Facebook, he ran people over, he shot people, he stabbed them, he beat some people with a bat or some shit to death. Yeah, but the little boy that was like, these girls, they don't want me. I'm a virgin. I see these boys that are so mean, and they get it all. Why don't they want me? What's wrong with me? I'm rich. I'm beautiful. Like, what the fuck was wrong with you, little nigga? Your dad should have had a horse in your house. That was the problem. Fucking the minute you were 16, your dad should have brought you to a whorehouse. I'm sorry, that may sound bad, but listen, you need to bring your kids around so that they can, you know, have somebody play with their saxophone. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I don't see any little boy, I don't give a fuck if he's gay, I don't see any little boy feeling so embarrassed if his dad brought him to go get him a blowjob. If the nigga was gay and his dad was like, go bring him to a whorehouse, and the bitch come out like, he just don't want me to suck his dick. Well, find me a fag nigga. Give me a little fag nigga. Bring that little fag nigga to go suck his dick. If that little boy would be a happy little fucker. He'd be a 50-year boy. What is it? A faggot in Sissy Town. Daddy, you're the best. But you gotta go out there and have your kids experience that shit. Not your daughters. I guess there's a double standard on that, but you need to have your sons, because your sons are the ones that they get backed up and they want to kill people. I ain't never seen a bitch get backed up and want to kill people.
Look, that thing is two consenting adults come make a deal. One will provide a service. The other one will provide the monetary compensation.
I must admit, there should be a cap. I don't want the bitch getting me for all kinds of money, like $500. What? Wait a minute. We need to pay by quantity, or not the quantity, because I'm not paying by quantity. That's just too damn much. We're paying by quality.
So that $500, you wouldn't, if there were three chicks, you wouldn't pay $500 for three chicks for an hour or whatever,
That's so much. 1 hour of more than $100 is almost, to me, just, I'm a broke nigga, dogs.
Well, I understand. Let's say you aren't a broke nigga.
See, but that's the difference. That's the difference. Broke, if you're not a broke nigga, then you're already doing that. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing. But that's what I'm saying. We got to have a cap. Because you can't have it where niggas can't afford it. Because then we still have the same problem. You see what I'm saying? Niggas that are going to be home, fucked up, and wanting to kill. You can't have that. You got to have a cap, dogs. You got to have, if the bitch, right, if the bitch got three limbs, then you get, what is it, a quarter off. You know what I'm saying? If the bitch is missing two limbs, then you got half price. You know what I'm saying? If the bitch ain't got no limbs, that should be a bonus. Not for nothing. How can she say no, nigga? How can she say no, dog? But I'm just saying, I'm like, yo, you know, you gotta do it to where even the worst of the brokers motherfuckers get ass, bro. Because then they're still liable to want to kill. We don't want that, nigga. We don't want that. That's not what it's for. We need to, or why can't the government just recruit an elite unit of whores, okay, that are like, get out of here with your fucking slobbery self.
You want to be on TV. You want to be, you want to be on the radio.
You have an elite team of whores that are like the DEA, and they crack down on the worst of the worst offenders, like the serial killers, the niggas that, you know, that just refuse to have sexual intercourse, and then they rape them. You know what I'm saying? Rape them niggas the way them niggas want to rape people. Just rape them hard, rape them rough. I just don't think that.
Radio.
Paying for sex or anything like that should be a crime. Now, what I don't like was the wording on how they said Amnesty International was with decriminalization of the global sex trade. Now, because that, when you say global sex trade, you definitely have to assume that included is kidnapped girls, sex slaves, and all that. And that's slavery. Not what I'm looking for. I'm looking like, if you want to be a legitimate whore and go live in a brothel, go maybe 8, 9 to 5, work your job. Like if you was in Nevada, the bunny ranch and shit, then I would say, yeah, do it then. You know what I'm saying? But
what is this? That's not Keith, is it?
That's probably fucking ass hairs from this dog. Little shit chicks from this dog.
Oh,
go lay down.
Schnot.
Go lay down.
Schnot.
Go lay down. Before I go lay down. There you go. Before I fucking show everybody how much I hate pit bulls.
You're a baby.
He's a baby. So, I mean, I think it should be legalized or decriminalized, actually. First of all, I just don't understand how, you know, like the one thing I never liked it was watching those scans, one of those, where they entrap those dudes, the Johns and shit, where they,
legalize it. Get it, Ab. Of course you missed him.
Take that, bastard.
Take that.
Got him. All right, so anyway. Where was I? I don't know. Killing that. I've been looking to get that mosquito for 3 days. Got him. Now, you should give these bitches Obamacare. Those are the bitches, see shit like that. Those are people who should have government insurance. Not a piece of shit lazy bitch that want to be in the house having children and not getting a job. A fucking bitch is out there producing for the betterment of America. Does that sound wrong?
No.
No, I'm just saying, they'll do it. Yo, let's just be realistic, bro. Our children these days are growing up believing that their little pussy holes are little ATMs.
Well.
Okay? All of them. There is not one that is not thinking that.
Tax it, control the health.
you know, the STDs, all
that. Everything
crap.
You got it. First of all, you should have it where if the chick is a prostitute and she's actually working it, you have that protection from stalkers. Because there's niggas that do that. They be like, oh, I'm falling in love with this nigga. Right? No, niggas don't do that. You gotta have everything. You gotta have health insurance. You know, anybody who, let's say, attacks one of them, that's prison, life term, whatever the fuck it is. You can't stop people with little bullshit slaps on the wrist. Why the fuck you think all the niggas in the street be acting wild? Everybody wants to shoot and go crazy because of why? They can put cop please. They can fucking appeal. There's so many different ways they can get out of doing life sentences. And how many of these niggas actually get life? Come on. How many? It's sad that my cousin got locked up for 30 fucking years immediately. They hit him with 30 years. And the nigga didn't do not a violent crime. His shit was a non-violent crime. Non-violent drug crime. Okay? But then you got niggas that murder people and get 15 years. How the fuck does that even make any sense? How? The person who dies won't reappear or come back alive in 15 fucking years. Why the fuck should that person come out? So you have all these stupid laws, and then you want to turn around and say, it's the gun that are doing it. No, you fucking idiot. When you leave it so open-ended, when niggas can beat rats, then they get emboldened to do shit. Then they grab those guns. When you guys put the 10-20 to life shit, niggas were scared to touch guns. When they realized seven niggas that touched them didn't get life, everybody started touching guns again. That's how it goes, stupid. You know, like, when that 10-20 life first started, niggas didn't want to touch guns. So they were like, yo, hold up. Keep that shit in the crib by the window or something in case we need it. We'll be down the block. No, nigga, get all the way to the window. Sticking into that shit. But then a couple dummies got caught with guns and didn't do no real time. Niggas was like, fuck that. They ain't really on that 10-20 life shit. I've got my gun again. Fuck that. Come on. Be real with your laws and we stop all the bullshit. But you bullshit around and want to coddle these cocksuckers, what do you think's going to happen? I don't have sympathy. Look, there's a story about a 12-year-old boy who murdered a man for some gang beef. He might get over it. He might get off because he's a minor.
Oh, no.
Is that not ridiculous? So you're teaching this kid. What are you teaching this kid? Oh, because he was a minor. He could have accidentally made a mistake. Like that. That's not an accidental mistake. You murdered someone, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, while you're young.
You just, you know, you guys play this fucking game. And what it is I love to watch these videos where, like, I watched this one video, it's called Crack House, and it was talking about the Chicago niggas that had this crack house. They videotaped these niggas over a certain amount of time, you know, these niggas, one of the niggas was beating his bitch up in there, selling crack and all that shit in the place. You go, how do you expect these niggas to stop if you leave them to it? Ah, nah, we can't bag them. We can't arrest them because they only got a little bit of weed. We'll leave them. We know they got big shit. No, nigga. They caught a body. That's, you know what I'm saying? They got people interviewing, right? They interview the victims. These motherfuckers is animals. Blah, 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 blah. They interview people from the neighborhood who are just neutral. Like, that's dirty shit. I saw the video. He fucked up. I couldn't believe it. You know, he grew up in the neighborhood. I never thought he was like that. Did you interview their parents? I'm not going to condemn my child. The courts already did it. I won't do that. I'll just be different. So you basically are going to tell your kid, yo, nigga, whether you murder a motherfucker or what, I won't make you feel bad about it. Because you're doing time. No, fuck you. Every time I talk to you, I'm like, yo, what's your murderous ass now need? You call my house, what up, killer? What you need? Ah, I'm broke this week. Don't kill me. Don't kill me, nigga. The fuck? I don't want you to forget that you are out there doing dumb shit. I want you to remember you out there doing stupid shit. So maybe you'll fucking learn, goddammit. But we don't do that, so. We just let motherfuckers do stupid shit, and then we be like, no, he needs a hug. Don't be angry at him. Hug him.
He needs a hug.
You know what? We should actually do that. We should have in the court a sentencing
for hugs. You'd be like, look, you know what? You've been sentenced to a hugging.
Hug.
You know,
we'll hug it out.
We'll have a big motherfucker like Big John Studd.
Yeah.
Hug some niggas to death and shit. Like, hey, you got a hug. Give him the red hug.
The Rock.
Well, anyway, thanks for hanging out with us for Thanksgiving. I want to thank the caller that hung on and listened to us. I want to tell her happy Thanksgiving. Good to see you. Haven't heard from you, but it was good to see you. You know, you're always welcome to join us.
Yep.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody else out there. Make sure you get that buzz on, because ain't nothing like smoking a beautiful joint, especially the perfect joint.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It was perfect. No bud in the mouth.
Yeah.
Delicious.
There's that clip.
Up here. Let's make it even more better.
Special thanks to Penny.
Yep.
It was a tremendous dinner.
Yep, it was a wonderful meal.
Yeah, she worked
very hard.
And
I just want to say.
Thank you.
I just want to say. Everything since November, what was it, 16th?
No, 8th.
They, every day from November 8th has made America just a little bit more better. We are becoming greater. We are becoming great again. Okay? The very next day when I woke up to realize that my new president will be Mr. Donald J. Trump, I woke up to pancakes, some flapjacks, coffee, and I had juice. It was just a wonderful meal in the morning, and I said it on Facebook. I said, wow, America's already becoming great again. So smoke up. Don't leave yourself broke up. Just tell those motherfucking Mexicans it's time for you to get roped up. Get out of our shit if you ain't got no green card. I'm sorry that I'm so damn hard, but I'm going to spit, y'all. It's your boy, Atlas. Steve Soda, Smoking Joe, Nellope, and everybody else. And Steve, you want to say goodbye, Steve?
Yep, out of here.
We're getting the hell up out of here. Want to thank everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
If y'all motherfuckers ain't got no food, holler, because I'm full of shit. Literally. Let's get the hell up out of here. Let's find the outro and say, peace, everyone. We are out.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who's been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.